She really needs to put her head down.
Ledecky was fifth at the turn. I don't think the Great American can get into the gold medal position. Now she goes up, Arnie. She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. A golden double. Ariane Titmus, the 2 and 4.
Gold at the 200 metres freestyle this morning. Ariane's mum, Robin, joins us from Noosa. Robin Titmus, welcome to SEN and congratulations.
Thank you, Jared. I've got goosebumps listening to that again. Reliving the last 50 metres of that race. Goodness me. Talk about stress, but wow. Wow, aren't we so proud of our girl.
Yes, as these are heady days. How are you going living through it emotionally?
Well, look, I think you've got to take it one race at a time. You know, it's how you eat an elephant.
Yes.
One bite. And we knew after the 400 that we wouldn't want to, you know, overdo the celebrations with Arnie. We just kept it, you know, congratulations, we love you, we're proud of you. We know that you've got still more to come, and she had to get ready for that 200. And look, going in the fastest, I thought she would have a chance, but there was a really good field in that race. And I didn't know how she'd pull up after the 400. But you know what? Oh, her back end is just unbelievable. And coming home the way she did, I thought she had a chance with 50 to go. I thought if anyone's going to have a chance at coming back and mowing down the other swimmer out in front, it would be Arnie.
Could you describe the adrenaline in the last 50 metres? So we're Australian sports fans and we're jumping around, pumping fists at the screen. You're a mum watching her over the last 50 metres of an Olympic final.
I know, my baby girl. You know, 20 years ago, she was my baby girl. And wow, you know, I just, no voice. You tend to lose control. You nearly want to be out there swimming yourself. I suppose I swam every stroke with her on the way back, and I'm just, you know, it's sinking in, this incredible job she's done in winning the 2 and 4, the double. And, you know, the girls have got a really good chance in the 4x2 relay tomorrow. Their heats are tonight. I'm pretty sure Arnie will rest it. And then tomorrow will be the final. And then, of course, she'll have the 800 heat the next day and then the final the following. So, I mean, we're halfway there. It's been very, very exciting. And to be able to share it with family, my parents are up from Tasmania, my sister and her daughters and their partners, and, of course, you know, Steve and Mia and I and the extended family of the Pods and Dawn Fraser's with
yes.
us. And it's just been a wonderful atmosphere to be able to share not only Ariane's performances, but, you know, all the Aussies. And you're so invested in everyone's children. It's not just yours. You're there with every child as they're in the pool. So it's been a fabulous experience.
It's quite a beautiful dynamic to observe from afar. She has such a way about her, your daughter, that I think the phrase that will echo is, "I'm just from a small town in Tassie." This goes to show that if you believe, you can do something. You can 100% do it if you work for it. To hear her absorb such amazing achievements and to be able to express herself and really inspire a whole nation, does it make you proud as a mum?
Oh, you know, when you're a parent, you want to instill those old-fashioned values into your children and hope that they live life respecting others and being thankful and appreciative and to be able to set goals for themselves and at the end of the day be happy. As a parent, that's all you want for your child. And the fact that she loves swimming and she's taken on this sport and she's realised that she's had a talent and she enjoys racing and with that comes that competitiveness and achieving goals. I think that's the thing that drives her, is setting these goals and then achieving them. And, you know, these things just don't happen, that you've got to work at it. And, you know, as parents, we had other people around us in social occasions. It must have looked at us some Friday nights or Saturday nights when we said, "Can we just turn the music down because Ariane's trying to sleep?"
Yes.
Or, you know, we would change our plans to accommodate the fact that she had to get back at training and that could be a Christmas day. And you know, and I've got to say, her sister Mia, who I am so very, very proud of, has played a very big part in this as well, because the relationship isn't a normal sister-sister relationship when you're living with somebody that is a professional sports person, and their days are very different with structure. And Mia's just been a wonderful support to Arnie, and I'm very thankful for that too.
Ariane says you're the most competitive person she knows. Are you guilty of that, Robin?
Might be. I will admit, I think she might get that from me. Yep. She's probably a little bit more introverted or inward with her emotions than I am, and it tends to come out when I'm watching my Richmond play footy. I tend to enjoy it all, and I'm very passionate about sport at any level, and having an appreciation of people that do well. And earlier in my day, I wasn't in the water, but I was, you know, a sprinter running. And I think if you've ever been in sport in that competitive environment, it's something that stays with you. And I just love it. As a parent, to be able to appreciate and enjoy this with your child, but to be able to meet some wonderful people along the way that are in the same boat is just an absolute bonus.
So she won't have any concept at the moment of how life is going to change, being on the front page and the back page of every paper and the talk of the country, television and radio seemingly all day long. Do you have a grasp yet of who she is when she returns to Australia as something of a conquering hero?
Well, she'll be going into 2 weeks lockdown, Gerald. Yes. And she made it very clear to me before, you know, we left to come up here to Noosa, that she wanted a care bag packed, dropped off to the QAS so that she had some munchies and some good things that would remind her of home while she's in Howard Springs. So, you know, they've got to go through that quarantine period first, and no doubt that'll be a time for her to go through her social media and reflect and maybe look at some of the articles and let it sink in. And I think really for us too, it's a bit like that. We tend to be a little bit isolated here, you know, not being in our normal community or workplace or what have you. And so we're getting a grasp of it, but it's the messages we're receiving from, you know, Tasmania, from people in Queensland, people that I went to school with that, you know, are just so joyous and want to celebrate with you. And that's what's really, really special, is that I think right at this time it is something that we've all needed, and the Olympics is able to allow us to switch off from other things and doing it tough in other ways, at least for a short period, and just enjoy the moment and be so proud to be an Aussie.
Yep, that's a beautiful sentiment. I think that's precisely how we feel about it. Over an hour's time, we won 3 gold medals this morning, and it lifted the whole mood of a nation. So just as we finish, are you finding it, Robin, at all hard not to be there? I'm sure in your mind when your daughter went to the Olympics, you probably pictured yourself in the stands cheering on in person, but the world took a rather odd turn.
Look, I think that my mindset was, I wanted her to be able to go away and compete. And, you know, you can't have everything. And so, therefore, that's why we set up the next best option. And that is, if we can't go to Tokyo, we're going to have the cheer squad in southeast Queensland, a pretty terrible place like Noosa. but, you know, the coverage has been great. We can FaceTime, we message. I wouldn't be able to give Ariane a hug and see her if I was in Tokyo anyway. I'd probably be taking up time getting to and from the venue. There was no guarantee of tickets to it. You know, there were so many logistical things that were going to be a challenge. So in a lot of ways, being able to have family and friends with us to enjoy this is a bonus that we got out of this as being a positive. So, you know, at the end of the day, there'll be hopefully other Olympics during that, you know, we can go to. And this occasion, this will be one that obviously we'll never forget.
Yep, that's the truth. Robin, do you think will you talk to her tonight? Will she FaceTime you? When are you likely to hear from her?
I will definitely FaceTime her, because she's got a break until tomorrow.
Yep.
Unlike, you know, when she won the 400 and I knew she had a 200 heat that night. So we definitely will. I'll text her and say, when you're up for a quick chat, let's have one. And I'll keep it short, because I know she's got to get her mind back in the swing of things and get ready for the next one. Rest, eat, sleep, you know, probably have a massage and get a body recovering for the next swim. So, but we will definitely touch base. And I think she's probably aware that we were pretty excited at the end of that race because the word got through to her, I think, after the race that the parents nearly had a heart attack watching the end of that race.
Fantastic, Robin. Thanks for sharing it with us. You've been extremely generous, your family and all the families indeed who have gathered at Noosa. In a way, this is the parents' game. You're our way in to the emotions, given that we're separated from it. So thanks for your time again today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jared.
Robin Titmus, Ariane's mum, now dual gold medalist, her daughter, and the toast of a nation. Our Olympic family member interviews for Red Energy. Red Energy is proudly Australian. Call their Melbourne-based team today on 131 806.